はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。日本文化レッスンでございます。さくらです。
よしです。
Peter here. Japanese culture class number 28, as always brought to you by Air Clara, the translation and interpretation specialist. Yoshi-san, our cultural expert is back.
Sakura 博士
Dr. Sakura,
it is... 博士ではありません。 I'm not an expert.
Come on now.
でもよろしくお願いします。
It is great to have you back.
ありがとうございます。
Where have you been? All right.
はい、
now that we got that cleared up, let's talk about what we're going to talk about today.
はい。
Sakura-san, what are we talking about today?
体育の日。
Known in English as Health and Sports Day. And also known as Health Sports Day. And sometimes just as Sports Day. What do you think covers it best? I kind of like Health and Sports Day. Yoshi-san, you have any preference?
PE Day?
I like that too, actually. It's close to the Japanese feel of it.
Wait, why would you say that?
Because 体育, 体 is body.
Body.
Yes. And 育 is development or raise or education. It has that kind of meaning to the kanji, 育.
The Chinese character.
Yes. And it's the name of the subject.Physical education.
In Japanese schools?
In Japanese schools. 体育.
So physical education day.
Yes. Yeah. So we don't say like, let's play sports. We don't say 体育をしよう. 体育 is more, you know, for...
The subject itself.
Yes, yes.
Very interesting. I think we just came up with a new translation. Thank you, Hakase. Yoshi, it's really nice to have her around because all the responsibility lies with Sakura-san.
Yada, yada, yada.
Feel free to say whatever you want, Yoshi-san.
Okay.
じゃあ、Yoshi-san, please tell us about 体育の日.
Yeah, let's start off with a little history behind the day itself.
So, 42 years ago, there was Tokyo Olympics held.
Yes.
In Japan.
Big event.
Really big deal. Sakura-san, how were they?
how did you do?
That's good. How did you do?
Not that old, no, actually.
I was talking about watching them on TV when you were a kid or something, but if you take it that way.
Yes, there was that big event.
That's huge.
And for many other reasons, it marked Japan's comebackEconomically, they did a lot of things for the infrastructure to make Japan very accessible.
Yes.
The
Shinkansen.
The bullet train.
Yeah.
So a huge, huge deal for Japan.
Huge, ne?
Sakura-san.
Yes. Huge. That's right.
How did they want to pronounce? Huge?
Huge.
Huge.
Sorry for... Let's get back on track.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yoshi-san, take it away.
So in 1964, the opening ceremony of Tokyo Olympics was held on October 10th.
That's really late. Summer Olympics,
right? Summer Olympics. But you don't want to play sports in the rain, like in Japan during June, July.
Yes.
Just rains too much.
So to avoid this rainy season, they had the Olympics in October. Pretty late.
But actually, according to the weather statistics, the October 10th has the best weather like in the history in Japan. It's always sunny.
Wow. Now, do you think when they held the Olympics, this factored into it?
I think so.
And how about since then? Has it held up? Has it proved true that this day is really a great day for sports events?
Yes.
So statistics don't lie.
That's right.
So I wonder when they first made this day, I guess it was kind of based on something. We in the US, we have a farmer's almanac and it kind of gives predictions about how the weather will be in the future because there's no real way. You can guesstimate using statistics and stuff, but there's no kind of real methodology. Mm. Oh boy, I'm going to stop now because there's some statisticians out there who are going to bombard our comment section. All right, Yoshi-san, sorry, back on track.
And 2 years after the Olympics, it became a national holiday as Taiku no Hi.
Mm.
Okay, national holiday. Mm. Now, since it's a sports holiday, a physical education holiday, kind of differs from the other holidays, no? Because it's intended for you to go out and do something.
Mm.
Active.
Active.
So what do people do on this day?
Schools and some companies do hold the sports event day on that holiday or on a weekend close to Taiku no Hi.
Yeah, so it changed already. They really want that day off, so they kind of move things around.
Yes, and in year 2000, when the government introduced Happy Monday system.
Come again?
Happy Monday system.
Is that the Japanese word?
Happy Monday 制度. 制度 is system.
Happy Monday system.
Yes. With this system, they joined these national holidays to the closest weekend to make a three-day weekend. Like rather than having one holiday in the middle of the week, they moved it around to make three-day weekend.
That's really nice.
Yes. So since then, Taiku no Hi has been the second Monday in August. Oh, sorry. In October.
Oh.
Sorry. Second Monday in October.
So, is anyone home? Hello?
Yeah, we're laughing at you because we know it's not an English problem because your English is impeccable. It's just...
My head. So nice.
Yeah, it's quite interesting because not only this month, but next month, there's also another three-day weekend all the time now, right?
Yes.
I think it's a pretty good system.
Mm.
Happy like Monday it. System.
Mm.
I like it.
Mm.
And usually around this weekend, you hear lots of the music from elementary school and junior high school.
Yes.
Like it makes me remember like
yes
me running and doing all the sports.
Yeah, there are certain music they use for
the events.
Yeah,
for 運動会
sports contest, kind of like a sports day at school,
like a sports festival at school.
Okay, so I want to tell, I was very interested hearing you guys reminisce about this. Can you tell us more about this holiday? Or more about these school events?
School events.
You know, 運動会, the sports festival, is kind of, it's a big day for kids.
Mm.
Like usually your parents come or your family come to see you.
Yes, yes. And they often bring obento.
Ah, the
packed lunch.
Big lunch.
Yes. So mother or grandmother makes a big lunch, a packed lunch for the family. And they bring this mat, like a sheet, to sit on along the side of the field.
It's a nice family day.
Mm.
And it works out really nice. It makes sense that they have a national holiday so that everyone can attend this.
Yes.
Mm.
And do they still wear the red hats and red caps and white caps, I wonder?
My niece is in the kindergarten.
Yeah.
But I think she was wearing a red hat, yes. Like you can usually reverse them.
Yes, yes.
Like red or white.
Yes.
Okay, wait. I'm out of the loop. Everybody's out of the loop, you guys. You're closing the loop. Let us in. Okay, maybe we can do this. Maybe you can start out by telling us what a regular day would be like.
Hmm.
And before we do that, let me just tell you, in the U.S., we had a sports day at my elementary school.
Yes.
And the classes were broken up. Well, actually, the contest was broken up by class.
Mm.
So it would be this class is one team, this class is another team, and it'd be certain events, a running race, and maybe like a tug of war or something. And then whoever had the most points kind of won.
Yes.
So that's what we kind of, if you want to give like for something for comparison, maybe you could tell us about what goes on at these 運動会.
I think like certain classes were red team.
Mm.
And certain classes were white team. They were divided, the whole schools divided up into red team and white team. And they have the race.
Running race.
Running race.
Is it relay or just once around the circle?
Ah, demo both tokamarushine.
Okay, so.
Yeah, many like different kinds of race.
Running races.
Running races. And what else?
And you get certain points for each race?
Yeah, you get all the points by the rank you get in through the goal. Or like they have different games to play against each other, and the winning team gets points.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the festival, they show how many points they got.
Showtime.
Yes.
And also we have kibasen.
What's that? Can you explain that?
It's two people carrying another person on their shoulders, and they try to grab something from the other person. Person.
Yes, who's like, also on shoulders, yes. The shoulders of two people.
Yes, like a cap or a flag or whatever they have.
So a modified chicken fight.
Mm.
We should do that in water because it's pretty dangerous.
Also we have tsunahiki, which is pulling a really thick rope.
Tug of war? You have like 20 people on one side?
Yes. We have that as well.
I want to know this. What's the most exciting event? Because let's just describe this. You have all the kids in the middle and there's parents everywhere,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a huge cheering gallery.
Mm.
Huge. So what is the most exciting event of the day? They all have their camcorders, all the parents.
Yes.
And what really, Yoshi-san, any idea what really gets them going?
They usually have relay.
The relay race.
At the end, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And people get really excited.
Yeah, I can imagine. And in the age of the camcorder, it's just one motion. When the kids go by, the camcorder just sweep one way.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. And like they also, the kids usually practice in the PE classes their dance.
Yes.
Or like some kind of little performance to show their parents.
Mm.
And also there are like some events. Like tug of war, like sometimes parents can even join. Or
yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Mm.
Or like they have a little game for like a little kid who came to see their big brother and sisters.
Yeah.
Sounds like a really nice day.
Mm.
Fond memories of this day, Sakura-san?
Well, yeah. I wasn't very good at running, so I was dreading. Undokai.
Yeah. I can see that. There's a lot of pressure, right?
Yes,
this is for bragging
pressure.
Rights.
Yes, yeah.
School bragging rights in front of all those people.
Yes. So, chotto ne.
Yoshi-san?
I loved that day. You know, you don't have to study. It's like just another big party.
But I could see, I could see a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Bragging rights. And what happens with the winning team? Can they brag all year long? We're the red team, we won, or?
Like, not really. Like, it's just like a one-day event where people just get excited and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you know, they just have fun on that day.
Now, this year, 2006, there were a few interesting things for me that happened on this day. One was, there was a huge... I'm just kidding, Sakura-san. There was a really strong breeze. Actually, a strong wind with huge gusts. And it kind of put a damper on a lot of these undokai, these sporting events at schools. We're talking tents were knocked over.
Yes.
And when I think about sports day, we always had green grass to play on or run on or do something. Mm. In Japan, most of it is dirt.
Yes.
So when the wind blows, it's like a sandstorm.
Mm.
And this is what happened across Japan in 2006. Many of these sports days were kind of ruined.
Yes.
Did you see that on the TV?
Yes.
Really strong wind.
Mm.
The second interesting development for me was the crown prince. Sakura-san, what is his name?
Kōtaishi.
And his wife?
Kōtaishihi Masako-sama.
Yeah, crown princess.
Yes.
And their daughter.
Mm.
This was her first, I believe, if I understood correctly, it's her first Undokai, her first sports day at school.
In kindergarten.
That's right. And the crown prince was there, filming with a camcorder.
Yes.
Sitting in the bleachers among everyone else. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of like a sobering experience. Mm-hmm. A lot of took the mystique out of the whole royal thing.
They were sitting on the small kid's chair among all the parents.
Yeah.
And he looked like such a good, he looked like a regular dad, just filming along, smiling.
Yeah.
Kind of like a break from that stoic image that, you know, royalty usually projects. Mm. Did you see it?
Yeah, it was really nice.
What did you, you thought it was really nice? Mm. And what did you think? How did she do?
すごい かわいい. Cute.
Really cute.
Yeah.
I saw the picture of her like pushing the big ball.
Ah, yes.
With another kid.
Yeah.
And I think the article said like they were pushing the ball so hard that the ball like hit the...
The audience,
and actually the prince and the princess.
Ah. Quite an interesting day this year in 2006. Now, we covered the kids and stuff, and now this is for kindergarten, elementary school. How high does this undokai, these sporting events, how long are they held? All the way through high school, or kind of they taper off, maybe middle school? Help me out here.
I had it till high school. And my high school was like a humongous boys' school where there were like 1,500 boys. Whoa. So it gets really wild on that day.
Oh boy. Must have been real, real tense rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Any good stories?
I think like because there were so many students that we even like divided the teams into like three or four.
Oh.
We had a like a headband, and I still have a yellow headband that I was wearing at home.
Which events did you do?
I was in a race and like a running race, and I don't remember. It was like a while ago.
Okay, now running out of time, running short here. Just want to cover a few more things. First, in honor of this day, and in honor of this broadcast, Sakura-san wore her cute tennis shoes.
I used to have tennis lessons, but I wasn't very good at tennis either.
So now just the shoes.
Yes.
Just for show.
So.
Okay, we got that. Now Yoshi-san would like to add something. Yoshi-san.
So this taiku no hi is not only for remembering the Olympics in Tokyo, but also it's a good day to think about how PE, exercising, playing sports is important and good for you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
素晴らしい.
Yeah, I think they should have a few more of these throughout the year so we can actually exercise at least a few times during the year. So with that said, Sakura-san, anything to add?
No, not really.
Okay, so with that said, we're going to stop.
すいません. ちょっとハングリー なのね.
Stop by JapanesePod101.com. There we have the PDF available, more detailed write-up of what this day is about and other things that go on during this day. Plus, we'll talk maybe a little bit about the company and things we didn't get to in here. Well, anyway, check out the PDF. Like a mystery PDF. What I say and what's really in there. Find out the difference. Also, inside the Learning Center, lots of tools to bring everything together. Everything you learn here, everything you listen to, stop by JapanesePod101.com and get in that Learning Center and see what's there. So, that's going to do it for today.
またね。
またね。
Enjoy your weekend.